This is JIS News coming up. Over $400 million to be spent on agriparks this fiscal year. Early childhood instructors to benefit from $30 million training program and increased support for flexi work arrangements. The news in detail after this message.
Don't wait. Vaccinate.
Measles is a highly contagious disease that kills and is now a threat to countries worldwide.
Children who are not fully immunized against measles can get the disease and put us all at risk.
Parents and guardians,
take your children to the nearest health center for the free measles vaccine.
Remember to take along your child's immunization card or child health development passport.
Let's keep Jamaica measles free.
For more information, contact the Ministry of Health at moh.gov.jm.
Now the news. Government is to spend over $418 million this fiscal year to continue work on existing agriparks and establish new facilities. Agriculture Minister Derek Kelly says the allocation will complement the $718 million spent over the past 2 years to develop the 9 agriparks currently in operation.
In 2015-16, we propose to undertake the following. To complete infrastructure works now in progress at Spring Plains and Ebony Park and Yalas, New Forest, Duff House and Mailersville Agroparks. To complete irrigation systems, roads, drainage, land clearance and packing facilities.
Other works include the installation of an irrigation system at Spring Ground St. Elizabeth to engage over 200 acres of land in a new agri-park, the construction of a new water supply system at Hill Run St. Catherine, and infrastructure works at Seven Rivers, Sunderland and Enfield to create new agri-parks. Production activities will also start in the Nonsuch Unity Agri-park in St. Mary. Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan says the ministry remains committed to leading the charge to rebuild the dairy industry. He says the ministry has undertaken a number of initiatives in this regard. These include the provision of a concessionary loan facility to dairy and beef farmers and upgrading and revamping of the dairy program in selected agricultural education institutions.
A heifer redeployment program is also under a value at $22 million and is being implemented aimed at reducing the number of dairy heifers entering the meat trade. Phase one of this program will see the procurement of approximately 300 heifers.
Mr. Buchanan was speaking at the 57th Annual General Meeting of Jamaica Hope Cattle Breeders Society at Bodo's Research Station in Old Harbour, St. Catherine, Wednesday. The island's early childhood instructors are to benefit from a $30 million training program aimed at helping them obtain teaching certification. The program is an initiative of United Way of Jamaica and the Joint Board of Teacher Education and will enable the instructors to earn an associate degree in early childhood education online. Chairman of the Joint Board of Teacher Education, JBTE, Dr. Rose Davies, says early childhood teachers who only possess teaching diplomas will have the opportunity to access tertiary training via this initiative.
When they phase out the diploma to a bachelor's degree, that left them without access because clearly they couldn't move from vocational up to bachelor's without anything in between. The associate degree is one which basically it would cover like what you would do in the first 2 years of the bachelor's. So apart from giving them that level of formal training, it would also help them to matriculate to the four-year bachelor's.
The initiative is currently being piloted and is expected to come on stream next year. And Labour Minister Derek Kelly says there has been increased support for the flexi-work arrangement in recent weeks. Mr. Kelly says following the recent public sensitization campaign about flexi-work arrangements undertaken by the Labour Ministry, there has been a notable decrease in opposition to the introduction of the system. Some organizations resisted the introduction of the flexi-work week on the grounds that employers could use it to victimize their workers.
The objections that were initially raised from some quarters have dissipated because they now understand the benefits that can be derived from this kind of arrangement. From all indications, the unions are fully on board. The Jamaica Employers Federation of Tripartite is working together on this issue because it will be beneficial to the country in the long run.
Minister Kelly was speaking at a media briefing at Jamaica House Wednesday. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.